Walmart special. You know? All righty. So we have this morning Reverend Pamela Lee Hughes from Indiana. She's going to share her testimony with us. So if y'all would, please welcome Reverend Pamela Lee.
Stick long enough about it.
Well, that's one of the advantages of being small.
Yes. Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's an honor to be here, and I thank you for being here and the things in the church. It's awesome. I love this little country church. It's neat, and it's definitely ordained of God. First thing I want to talk about is there is power over sickness and death. And the Lord brought me here for a reason. He wanted me to share my testimony with you. And I'm going to speak out of verses Mark chapter 5, verse 23. And from there, I'm going to jump over to, I believe it's 39 and 41. So if you'd like to follow with me for the word. And entreated him earnestly, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her that she may get well and live." Verse 39 says, "And entering in, he said to them, 'Why make a condition and weep? The child has not died, but is asleep.'" And verse 41, "And taking the child by the hand, he said to her," help me here. Tekathahum?
Let's see, what chapter are we in again?
Mark 5, verse 41.
Verse 41?
Yes. I know it's the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you. Okay. Which translated means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The reason the Lord led me to this is because this is my testimony. January 21st of 2005, I was in my hospital bed. I was laying there, and I was on my deathbed. And being a believer, I knew where I was headed. I was transported from one hospital to another hospital because if I would have stayed in the one hospital I was at in White County, Monticello, Indiana, I would have died on Saturday. I felt it in my spirit. I knew it. I told my husband, "I've got to be transferred because if I'm not transferred, I'm not going to make it." I argued with the head nurses because I had had a kidney stone that was a 7 millimeter in size. For 5 days, I couldn't hold nothing down. The only thing keeping me alive was the IV that they had in me. I couldn't even hold down water. I would drink water and it would come right back up. And that's putting it politely, okay? I knew that there was something more going on in the inside. And I kept praying out to the Lord, "Lord, I need your help. Lord, you've got to get me through this." When I was transported from White County Hospital to Lafayette, Indiana, the specialist there said, "We're going to schedule you for surgery the next morning, immediately," because he knew, he'd seen how bad I was. Well, as soon as they got me set up in my room, which I know this is ordained of God because it was room 333, bed 1, okay? And God's into numbers, okay? So anyway, the nurses had prepped me and cleaned me and up and everything. And they said, "Well, we're going to leave because I was in so much pain, they had to go set up my morphine machine." Which in the first place, I hate morphine, okay? Can't stand it, but it was in order to help ease the pain. And when they left my room, my body shut down totally. I died. I started traveling through tunnels. And the tunnels were getting faster and faster and faster. And as soon as I started feeling this, I was praying to the Lord, "Lord, no, I can't go home now. I've got my grandson, Isaiah, to live. Please, Lord, don't take me home yet." And when I was praying, he heard my prayer. And the tunnels stopped immediately. But what I was seeing was bright, huge lights, because the faster the tunnels were going, the brighter the light was getting. I knew I was going home to see Jesus. And all of a sudden, when I prayed that prayer, no, Lord, please don't. I've got Isaiah to raise, please. The tunnel stopped. I came back to, and I was in my right body, and I was like grabbing myself in the hospital bed, saying, thank you, Lord. And the nurses came back in and said, issue me my morphine machine, and they looked at me and they said, you look white as a ghost. Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'll be fine. Well, the next morning they had me scheduled for surgery. They were going to put a stent in to try to hold the kidney stone in spot to keep me so I could be well. And they went ahead and they did the surgery. Well, when I came to, the anesthesiologist told me, he says, I've got a lot of questions for you, young lady. And I said, such as? And he said, I want to know, have you been out of the country in the last year? And I said, yes, I have. I went to Costa Rica. I was a missionary there for 8 days, and I did work there. He says, no, that's not it. He says, there's something else going on here. And he said, did you used to smoke? And I said, yeah, I was a smoker for so many years. You know, that's in the past, and I've been clean for like 7 years now. Praise God. But anyway, he says, no, that's not it. He says, are you around people that smoke? And I said, yes, sir, I am. And I'm like looking at him in curiosity. Why all these questions? He says, ma'am, you're lucky to be alive. I thought, what's he talking about? I died yesterday in my hospital bed, and now he's bringing this forth to my attention. I don't understand. He says, the first time, I didn't bring you back. The second time, you barely came back. I died on the operating table again. I died 2 days back to back. And I'm here to tell you, if there's miracles in Jesus Christ, I'm a miracle. I'm a walking, talking miracle. And I know that he lives because you know what? He lives within me. And if it hadn't been for his hand and his mercy and his grace, I wouldn't be here right now. So I know these words and the words contained in thereof are true. He does miracles today, and he will do miracles every day that we are existing on his earth. And I just wanted to let you know, just as Lazarus was raised from the dead, so was I, and I thank my Jesus for it. Thank you. Because he is true, he is real. Forgive me. He does do miracles. And I thank my Lord that I am alive. There's a reason he sent me. There's a reason he called me. And if it's just to be out there to reach, to show people, hey, there's miracles that goes on every day. Don't pass by your blessings. Look at your miracles and look at God because he is the one that gives them. He is so much the one that gives them, and it's because of him I am very much alive, and I thank him with all my heart and everything that I am. I thank you, Jesus. And that's all I have, Doctor. I'm sorry, I've got the whole congregation crying, but it's true.
Yeah. Put it over here for a time, yeah.